大杉正明のクロスカルチャルセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Susan, did you say something like three R's in relation to environmental issues?
Yes, the three R's. Those are reduce, reuse, and recycle. It's kind of a catchphrase when talking about being more environmentally aware and learning to recycle more.
Okay, so let's just remember that we use these three keywords, reduce, reuse, and recycle. And this time I would like to focus on recycle.
Okay, sure.
All right, yeah. And of course, probably you have a longer history of recycling and the activities that are related to it in the United States. So, like, on an individual basis, what do you do to recycle?
Huh? Yeah. As far as household waste goes, I think the most common things that people recycle are things like cans, bottles, newspapers, those sorts of things. And in fact, with cans and bottles, in some states, I think it's maybe 10 or 11 states in the U.S., when you buy some sort of drink in a can or a bottle, you pay a deposit of about 5 cents, occasionally 10 cents. And so what this means is that that's included into the price of the drink. But when you finish, you can return the can or the bottle to a recycling center and get your money back, just get the deposit back.
Ah, I see. Mm. So, well, I've seen young people, young kids collecting cans to get some money for this.
Yes, that's right. You know, you'll see people who are also just looking to make a little extra money sometimes. Mm-hmm. You may see them going around with a cart and going to some public trash cans too and picking out the cans and bottles so that they can get their money back.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college, I lived in a state that had this 5 cent deposit. And as a college student, I looked for money anywhere I could get it. I had no money, so it was definitely worth my while to save up my cans and bottles and to go and trade them in.
Great idea. Great idea. I hope this will spread here in Japan as well. Okay. Now, have you seen, actually, I personally have seen something that is called clothes bank. Either in Australia or in the UK. The first time was in Australia. It was this huge trash can looking, tank looking thing placed in a public place.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, close, CLOTHES, bank.
You
know?
That's interesting.
And I just wondered what it was, and I asked the people around, and they said, oh, you just take your old clothes there and put them in there, and they'll come and collect those, old clothes and use them for recycling.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, I have seen some similar things in the States. I'm trying to think, though. I haven't used the term closed bank, but maybe some places are using that in the States now. I have seen those containers you're talking about, though. Certainly donating clothes that you don't need, whether you don't fit into them anymore, or perhaps you don't like them anymore, but they're still in good condition. This is something that's been a tradition in the States for a long time as well, in addition to the UK and Australia.
Right.
So I think in the past, I know that when I was living in the States, I would often bring, a big bag of clothes to my local thrift store, where they would sell them and raise money for charity.
Right.
So that was really helpful. And then, if there was something good, I might buy something there as well. But it was really a great way to get rid of my clothes, but without throwing them away, because it did seem like a waste. Or to use the Japanese term, mottainai.
Mottainai, sure. Yes, mottainai is a key word of this, topic? Ecology and environmental.
And it's interesting. The word mottainai now is being used. They're trying to spread it globally as well, even as a Japanese word, because it's one word that kind of encapsulates that meaning of those three R's that I mentioned earlier, the reduce, reuse, and recycle.
That's true. I've also heard that in the U.S., people don't just throw away their Christmas trees. What will happen to them?
Well, if we're talking about kind of real trees, real Christmas trees, sometimes people will put them out to be recycled. But I found something very interesting when my family moved to the state of Louisiana, to a city close to New Orleans. And there was a very special campaign at Christmas time for people to recycle their Christmas trees. Now, they would put them outside of their house, and they would be picked up by the city or the town. But they were used for a special purpose. You know, they weren't just burned or you know, chopped up or anything. They were used to help preserve the coastal wetlands in Louisiana. Now, Louisiana is, you know, it's on the coast on the Gulf of Mexico, and it's known for having a lot of swampland, I guess, coastal wetlands. And they've been having a problem over the years with the erosion, losing the land, actually. And they found that using Christmas trees, putting them all together, that actually helped prevent that. So it's a huge campaign every year that's very well publicized on the news to make sure that everyone cooperates with it.
これ面白いアイデアですね。さあ、今回はですね、この種の問題、エコロジーとか環境問題ですね、に関する3 R's、3つの R ということは何なんですかということで始めたんですが、その3つの R は、まず reduce、減らすこと。これはまあゴミ、無駄。そういうものを減らすことですが、次は reuse、再び使う、再使用するということですね。そして recycle。で今回はそのうちのリサイクルに焦点を当てていろいろ聞いて話し合いをしたところなんですが、まあこれはあのアメリカでよくこれまで行われてきていることなんですが、飲み物の缶やボトルにですね、あらかじめ料金にディポジットと呼ばれるですね、金額をまあ10セントなり上乗せしておくわけですね。それによってで飲み終わった後それを返却すると10セント返してもらうと、つまりそれは捨てないで集めて収集して戻すということでリサイクルを進めるインセンティブになると、まあいうふうに言えるだろうと思いますね。これはまあ日本でもどんどん広がっていくといいなという気がしますが、私はあのクローズバンクという例を初めて見たのはオーストラリアではなかったかなと思うんですが、まあアメリカでも、他の国でも別の名前で呼ばれているかもしれません。大きな収容するコンテーナーのようなものが置いてあって、そこに不要になったらですね、もう着ないという洋服をですね、まあ持っていって入れると、後で回収してそれをまあまたきれいにしてですね、リサイクルしていくと、まあいうことですね。最後の例はちょっと面白かったですね。ルイジアナ州、この南部にはですね、湿地帯がたくさんありますね。で、その湿地帯がですね、erosion、E-R-O-S-I-O-N、浸食ですよね。どんどん浸食されていってしまう。それをですね、防ぐために、クリスマスツリーが古くなったのをすぐパッと捨てないで、それをですね、湿地帯に持っていって、でそのクリスマスツリーをその岸辺にこう並べておくことで侵食をですね防ぐ、そういう目的でそういうを使っていると、まあいうことなんですね。これもまた日本では見られないリサイクルの方法なんだなというふうに思いました。さあ、それでは Let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first phrase is a load of rubbish or a load of garbage.Now, this is something that is nonsense, ridiculous, completely untrue. So, for example, you could say, the ads for that new supplement claim that you can lose weight without exercising or dieting. What a load of rubbish!
ですね。最初の load というのはですね、L-O-A-D です。で、load と発音しますね。Load of rubbish。ね。嘘800。日本語に強いてするとそういうことになるんですが、まあ今の例のようにですね、よく広告なんかにですね、3日で10キロのダイエットとかですね、なんかわかんないけど、まあいろんなこと書いてありますよね。あの、もうあんなの嘘800ね、馬鹿げている、くだらないことの塊だっていうのが元の意味です。Load of rubbish だ。まあいうふうに言うわけですね。さあ、それではもう一度聞いてみましょう。
The ads for that new supplement claim that you can lose weight.Without exercising or dieting. What a load of rubbish.
こういうわけですね。食いたいもん食いっぱなしで運動もしないで痩せられるかっていうね。まあそういう話ですが。さあ、all right, the second one.
The second one is eco-friendly. Now, eco is often used with other words such as, you know, eco-bag or eco-conscious to imply some kind of connection with environmental awareness. And friendly, as a suffix, is also used in many cases, such as user-friendly for computers. But eco-friendly means good for the environment. So, for example, you could say, my new eco-friendly apartment building uses solar panels and other energy-saving materials.
So, eco-friendly, これ eco, E-C-O, hyphen, friendly。まあ、環境に優しいというような日本語がよく使われますけれども、生態系に対してそれを害しないということが eco-friendly と、まあ、いうことですよね。さあ、今の例文もう一度聞いてみましょう。
My new eco-friendly apartment building uses solar panels and other energy-saving materials.
ということで、まあ、ソーラーパネル、屋根についている建物、これはもうまさしく eco-friendly ということですね。ソーラー間違いないなというような感じなんですけれども、屋根はもうソーラーパネルで、乗る車はもうハイブリッドで、みたいなね。こういう人、エコヒーキって言うんですよね。違うか。いやいや。本当にね、僕はだからね、その意味ではみんなエコひいきになればいいと、まあ、思ってるんですね。さあ、皆さん明日からエコひいきを目指しましょう。 See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus.
クロスカルチャルセミナーをお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。
1日24時間、
それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね。AM FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で、語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいな、これは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なので、ポッドキャスト番組はもちろん、音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはvoicetrek.jp にアクセス。さあ、これであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。
オリンピス。
クロスカルチュラルセミナーをお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。
1日24時間
それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね。AM FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で、語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいな、これは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なので、ポッドキャスト番組はもちろん、音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはvoicetrek.jp にアクセス。さあ、これであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。
オリン
Campus.